For generations, students with special needs has been segregated from the student population placed in special ed classes. More and more educators these days are seeing the benefits of including so-called individualized education program students in the general population. But it's an area where Hawaii lags behind the rest of the nation. Reporter Suvan Lee covers education for Civil Beat, and she looks into the Hawaii classroom for today's reality check. Good morning, Suvan.
Good morning, Chris.
This is, you know, you can't really talk about special education in Hawaii without going back to the Felix decree, right? Could you sort of set the stage with that?
Sure. You're referring to the Felix consent decree. This was a court oversight program that was implemented in Hawaii in 1993 based on a class action lawsuit that was filed by a disabled student in Maui, on Maui. And she alleged that Hawaii education officials weren't fulfilling the requirements under the federal IDEA law and Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act. And based on that lawsuit, there was a settlement reached in which this decree came about. And really what Hawaii was under at the time was court oversight to improve its special education services. So that ended in 2005. And of course, now here we are in 2017, and special education advocates say that there's still a lot to be improved in this area.
The criticism hasn't ever really gone away, but your story in today's Silbeat focuses on one sort of bright spot in this, yeah?
Absolutely. And that is an inclusion model known as co-teaching, which certainly is not new, neither nationally nor in Hawaii, but more and more classrooms are trying it out here.
And what's it consist of?
What it consists of is a special education teacher and a general education teacher, for instance, teaching a core content area such as math or social studies or science, co-teaching the class. So what you have here are general education students in one classroom in addition to special education students. Those, by the way, who are able to be in an inclusion setting because, of course, you have varying levels of special needs kids, of course. But those who are able to sit in a general ed classroom are incorporated into the regular classroom. And the idea is that these kids are not treated separately or handled separately, but they're included. So the idea is that you can't tell who is who versus special education or general education. And what they're doing is learning in the same environment.
I would think that would have quite an effect, just a psychological effect, you know, just the whole idea of inclusion for somebody who's been told they're special and been kind of put in separate areas.
Sure. And the parents I've spoken with for this story have told me they definitely can tell the positive effects on their children. They go to school happier. They come back happier. Their self-esteem improves. It's great relationship building for these special ed students to be in the same classroom as their peers and not be treated or treated differently or in any special way. So yes, the parents and the teachers do notice a lot of positive impacts.
It'll be interesting to see if this is a trend that gets, you know, more widely adopted. Thanks very much, Suvan, for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Suvan Lee.